This year's Goldman Prize takes us to South Africa to meet Desmond Desah. Desah grew up in Durban and worked in a nearby chemical factory. His poor working-class neighborhood is surrounded by gas and oil refineries, paper mills, and agrochemical plants. Half of its 300,000 residents have asthma and also suffer from high rates of cancer. A refinery explosion sparked his activism, and he began to organize against the expansion of a toxic waste dump site near his neighborhood.
We have health workshops. We take bucket samples to ensure that they know what's causing all the illnesses. And so we've developed the knowledge base. We have agitated. We have lobbied. We were able, for the first time in the history of this country, to get the industry bosses to be held accountable for their actions.
The landfill was forced to close. Despite threats on his life and property, the Goldman Award winner is now fighting the expansion of Durban's port, which would displace thousands of people without compensation and increase pollution.
But we've shown that as a united force, we can stop environmental racism. And we've shown communities that there needs to be a new way of doing business.
Indonesian biologist Rudy Putra is the Goldman laureate representing the world's island nations, where the majority of the world's palm oil is grown. The oil is in everything from cookies, chocolate, and baby formula to cosmetics and soap products. Palm oil plantations are replacing the forests in Sumatra, one of the most biodiverse regions of the world. So Putra has turned his own chainsaw on illegal operations, cutting down trees on nearly 500 hectares. Putra has succeeded in getting village chiefs, local officials, and the police to join him on his crusade. But he says there is much more to do.
Recently, we started an international petition against damage to the ecosystem, and we got over 1.4 million signatures worldwide, which were submitted to the Indonesian government to cancel their plans to develop the rainforest here. We are determined to win this battle, too.
Europe is represented in the Goldman Awards by zoologist Soren Gazarian from Russia. Gazarian made headlines with his challenge to former President Dmitry Medvedev, who had wanted to build a luxury home in a nature preserve in forested land near the Black Sea. President Vladimir Putin had stripped the area of its protected status to allow the project to go ahead. Gazarian organized a blockade to halt it.
We started a social media campaign against the project that recruited 10,000 people. This showed the public that the very people responsible for creating these laws were the first to violate them.
Gazarian won that battle and returned again to the Black Sea to fight construction of a summer home for President Putin in a protected old-growth forest. Here he was falsely accused of threatening security guards. Rather than face prison time, Gazarian fled to Estonia, where he continues his environmental work.
Looking forward, my main goal is to continue to try to change people's consciousness so that they better understand that nature isn't something we can just sell off and get rich on. We have to preserve these places for future generations.
Other Goldman Prize winners include Ramesh Agarwal from India, who from his small internet cafe began a successful campaign to halt a huge coal mining project in an area already disturbed by industrial pollution. Ruth Buendia from Peru, who stood up to dam construction that would have uprooted indigenous people. An American attorney, Helen Slache, who used the law to defend many towns targeted by gas drilling operations. Now in its 25th year, the Goldman Environmental Prize has been awarded to 163 activists from 82 countries. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.